We may be in for a bumpy ride this year, especially in the emerging and developing economies.
Speaking at a press conference in London, IMF chief economist Maurice Obstfeld laid out what he described as the three major forces currently influencing the global economic outlook.
China's slower growth and rising financial market risks amid a process of macroeconomic rebalancing away from traditional industry and construction towards services and consumption. The fall in commodity prices, notably the price of oil, and asynchronous trends in monetary policy, mainly between the U.S. and most other advanced economies.
And while a China slowdown and strengthening U.S. dollar were well underway last October, Obstfeld said the effects of these trends, especially the decline in commodity prices, continue to play out.
Even since mid-October, we've seen the price of base metals fall by 15%, while the price of oil has fallen more than 40%. Paradoxically, while risk-averse investors have focused on the potential negative impacts of these developments, China's rebalancing is essential for its transition to a more sustainable growth model. Lower commodity prices benefit consumers, and they lower production costs. And the Fed's well-communicated interest rate increase of December reflects the relatively strong performance of the U.S. economy.
But the changes do present big challenges for many countries, Obstfeld said, with emerging and developing economies accounting for two-thirds of the downward revision.
What are the specific numbers? We project that global economic growth of 3.1% in 2015 will accelerate to 3.4% in 2016 and 3.6% in 2017. These figures are both 0.2 percentage point below what we projected in October.
While still on the rise, growth forecasts for most emerging market and developing countries are the lowest since the 2008 financial crisis.
Looming large in the emerging and developing group are countries facing especially severe multiple challenges and strongly negative 2015 growth, for example, Brazil and Russia. Growth prospects in parts of Asia have diminished somewhat as a result of the unexpectedly big spillovers from China. In contrast, India continues to grow at the fastest pace among large emerging economies and, in fact, among all large economies.
While the WEO update projects the global economy will continue to grow, albeit more slowly, Obstfeld cautioned that events in one important stressed economy can spill over to others.
A downside risk is that China's economy could encounter rough patches where growth slows more than expected, directly affecting trade partners while disturbing foreign exchange and other asset markets worldwide. We have maintained our growth assessments for China in light of the robust developments of its service and new economy sectors. But the picture could change farther down the road.
Obstfeld said geopolitical risks had also intensified in recent months, noting refugee outflows from Syria are imposing extreme burdens on neighboring countries and have spilled over into Europe.
Rapid absorption of refugees into labor markets will ultimately lift output, but will place upfront demands on national public budgets. As difficult as are the challenges for the receiving countries, we must not lose sight of the source country security concerns that give rise to both internal and external displacements of people. These impose immense costs, first of all, on the refugees themselves.